pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Do you have that list?
Have you have a accounts payable?
We do not have an accounts payable report this week.
So getting by pretty cheap. Hell of a deal.
I think staff was just awful.
That's us. We're the frugal commissioners.
So items of note from yesterday's work sessions. We didn't have work session yesterday, as was Memorial Day. We have some consent agenda items. Have a set of minutes from April 17th, and then they ratified my signature on the Yampa Valley Housing Authority request for tax credits to the Colorado Housing and Finance Authority.
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve consent agenda items A and B.
Second. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Here, public comment, Jay.
All right, thank you, and I want to thank you for the book trail. But that led into some other issues. So when book trails, you know, we do lots of stuff up there, and I have a list of it. And so all of a sudden, Chad is saying, you need special use permit for this and this and this and this. So I went and visited with Chad, had a really nice talk with him. And I said, what requires us to have special use permit for these events? And he said, well, if it's accessory use. And I said, what's accessory use? And he said, well, it's not customary on your property. So I put together a list with you guys of stuff we've done over the years.
Well, accessory use, in my understanding, has always been accessory to the residence in some type of manner as well. So, you know.
So I'm just concerned that, and I asked him, even the one when we have the bottom one where we have fireworks, people come and watch. He said, you need special use permit. And I said, Chad, come on, really? So I don't want to go through a special use permit. I understand book trails because it's long-term impact. Most of these are one or two nights. And I just want to let you guys know that I'm concerned about the approach from planning that we're going to require a special use permit for any one of these.
Isn't it more than two events in a year or six?
It's two.
It's two. Okay.
And then, you know, they're every one of them is full of traffic. We get no money for them. When we did the weddings, which was a big mistake, we understood we needed a special. He laughs. We understood a special.
Only the trials that you went through, yeah.
Pardon?
Only because of the trials you went through,
yeah. You want one?
Sure.
I don't have that one yet. So, just wanted you guys to be aware of my concerns about having a requirement like the Girl Scouts. They're supposed to come in and apply for special use permit. It's philanthropic. They're coming camping one night. It's all youth oriented. And, you know, I don't expect anything. I just want to be aware. So.
Is this on your radar, Dan?
Mm-mm.
No? Okay. I mean, this is kind of the same issue we were discussing with the Larson Barn. You know, they have a lot of philanthropic events out at the barn.
Yeah, Chad, the Larson Barn was a little different because they were having alcohol.
Yeah, that is different, but similar.
And so. Chad brought that up to me. He said that was part of where this came from, where they wanted more involvement with that. And but he said, where you guys are, he kind of said, man, who cares? We're surrounded by a state park, and we're... All these groups are very cognizant of the state park next to them and not having loud noise, loud parties after a certain time. So they're all controlled by adults,
so
all these groups.
Well, I guess we'll have to work this out after we talk to planning, but why couldn't the Book Trail special use permit just be expanded to cover all of these events? Because I think for us, the issue, my issue with Book Trails was, I was fine with you guys continuing to operate to your Cedar special use permit as long as the fire district said it was safe for kids to be spending the night in there.
Right.
Fine, great, you know, fire says it's okay.
Right.
Well, similar to Larson Barn, we had the site, or the recommendation was the site get the special use permit, and then all the users could have events underneath that.
Right.
And that's a thought I've had, that not necessarily Book Trails, but Fetch Ranch has a one special use permit that covers this.
Yeah.
Same.
And that, you guys think about it, but this, I just felt like this was a little bit over the top that we... even the fireworks.
You know, well, we can't have a special use for each one of these things. For sure.
Right.
Are they, just out of curiosity, are they indoors, any of these, or all these?
All of them are outdoors.
Outdoors.
Sometimes they use the barn just for, to get out of the rain. But it's never, there's never.
It's not an event inside at the barn.
There's no events inside.
That's the difference, I think, between the Larson and this.
Yeah.
Our barn's primitive compared to ours.
Yeah. Many are.
Most in the county are.
Yeah. Yours probably is a barn.
Yeah, our barn is a barn.
Okay. Well, do most of these places bring up their own tents then? And
yeah.
They operate out of tents?
Yeah, we don't. And they bring their own porta potties.
Well, I would think that your suggestion that you're just talking about right there would probably be the best bet. Just have, you know, and again, we could have a conversation about the fees too. And, you know, since these are all 501c3s and the rest, you know, for having a special use permit for the Fetcher Ranch, and then you know, and be this area and allowing tents on that area and the rest and porta potties and. I don't know. We'll have Dan work the
Dan
chat.
And I'll talk. We talk too much about other stuff anyways. That works for me.
Thanks for doing all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, really. These are neat. This is all neat stuff, you know.
So. It is neat stuff.
Yeah.
And it's fun.
Yeah.
When people come back years later, like we had one of the Boy Scouts who started way back when come back and said, what can I do to pay you back? So we sent him out to cut trees.
Just don't get hurt.
It's
up
always
there.
Bad to do it there, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, very
thanks.
Good.
Have
I'm
going to
go. I'm going to go irrigate.
Very good.
Okay, Jay.
So we can go ahead and do our 1055 item. So we got to Quest, Aaron.
Do you think Morty's coming?
You know, he might be.
Okay. And I didn't know.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll be
here. Yeah. If you had questions, I'm here. Anyway.
We'll wait a few minutes if Morty's coming up. Okay, I got consideration for approval of a revocable license agreement for installation and maintenance of a Colorado Division of Water Resources stream gauge. So, Mike, you want to lead that off?
I'm here today to get the chairman's signature on a revocable license agreement with the between the county and the Colorado Division of Water Resources. They approached us for putting a stream gauge on the Bear River, the County Road 7 bridge, to monitor and help administer the river. Erin Light is here, and she can talk to it a little bit as well.
What do you, that, you want to add anything?
I don't think so. I think attached, though, to the agreement was there was a map and then maybe right. some kind of some pictures and photos of what we're looking at.
So this is the first time it's ever been installed. It's a brand new monitor.
This is a brand new one out there on the Bear. We don't have any gauges on the Bear. We have a gauge. The nearest one is on the Yampa River right above Lake Catamount. A little bit different gauge because it's not a radar one. It's a stilling well, so we have a big sunken culvert. We're all moving to this radar type system, though, is what we're moving toward. Mostly it's less impactful. You don't have to have a pipe going out into the stream or anything. It's just all just measuring depth of water through that radar.
The bridge be, or the gauge will be installed within the right of way. And then the Division of Water Resources, they will install and take it out before wintertime so that it doesn't impact our snow removal. So they'll be out there maintaining it in that way, too.
So you put it in each spring and take it out each fall?
So what we're being removing is these items right on the bridge. The NEMA box that sits off on the bank a little bit would stay, just because it's a structure you can see there.
Yeah, yep. That's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, that NEMA box would have to stay. But the other equipment, we're just concerned about snow equipment coming by that we'd be able to remove that.
I don't have any other questions.
Yep, I'm good.
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve and authorize your signature on the revocable license agreement for the installation and maintenance of the Colorado Division of Water Resources stream gauge in the public right-of-way on County Road 7.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. How much are those things? 60? 100?
I don't know.
Who owns the fence?
Okay.
I think it's the private owner that owns that fence. I don't think it's the BLM's.
No. I think it is too, because I think Edmond put it in for the private landowner.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but they're removing the fence along County Road 45.
All right.
So they will pay for it for both installation and the materials. Here's the invoice that I sent them, and they created a PO for us. And
great.
They need to sign the agreement as well.
The next thing we'll hear is that all those cows are down there wallowing around in Cow Creek. We should get them out of there because they're messing up the water quality.
All right, here we go. I move that we approve and authorize your signature on the cattle guard agreement between Route County and the Bureau of Land Management for two cattle guards along County Road 45.
Second. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good. Thank you.
Have a good day.
Never mind.
Consideration to approve the amendment to the settlement agreement in case number 2016 CV 30082, an authorization for the chair to sign that amendment. So who's leading off?
I will. As the commissioners are aware, we had previously entered into a settlement agreement on a code compliance issue for Tom Weiskup, and that agreement had a timeline for cleanup of his property, and while he did make progress, he was not able to complete it, so he asked for additional time. As a result of that, we did some tweaking of the settlement agreement in other areas too. He thought it was unclear that it included his entire property, so he was moving things. So we have clarified that. In this version, we also clarified that his compliance with the agreement is not dependent on third parties. That was specifically added to address the tires that he has on his property that he's, I guess, reaccumulated. And he's claiming that he is going to get help from the state to clean those up. My information is that they're not as enthusiastic about helping him as he thinks they are, so he will need to clean those up regardless. The format is the same. It's a timeline, but it does extend the final deadline to November of this year, with some interim deadlines for things like the tires, a huge pile of concrete and asphalt, and also a huge pile of reclaimed wood. So he has signed that. This time he has had the assistance of an attorney. So I think we're a little more confident in his understanding. And if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer those.
Alan, any comments?
No, I think Linnea took care of most of it. Hopefully this is the last time.
Okay.
Hopefully.
I thought that he was being very ambitious, you know, when we got this whole, the original plan in place for his compliance, especially knowing that they really, he didn't really have much help, you know, so he did a fair amount of work last summer. But I think this is probably more realistic. We had something like this going into it from the onset. And I was like to say thank you to Linnea for all the time she spent on this.
All right. I move that we approve the amendment to the settlement agreement in case number 2016 CV30082 and authorize my signature on that amendment.
Second.
Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 And I did have that for your signature.
So our agenda item this morning is basically an overview of things that we've talked about before, but because of the acceleration or potential acceleration of funding from the FAA, we could get notified like tomorrow that here you go, here's your money. And so rather than try and get on your schedule, you know, 2 weeks later, and then we would like to be able to move quickly. So I thought I would kind of preemptively see if there's any questions about what we're doing with AIP 44. And I do have a contract amendment for Javiation. So each year that we do a big project with them, we amend their contract. So this will be the sixth, to allow them to provide the construction management stuff for this particular project. So I sent you a whole bunch of draft documents, or you should have in your package a whole bunch of draft documents, everything from a notice of award to...
the last one was in the folder.
Yeah, so the last one is, you may have, we may have duplicate copies of that.
Have you worked with Powder River before?
I haven't. Javiation has, and says they have a pretty good reputation, so they were happy that they bid. And one of their subs is United, so it's a, we'll be working with some of the folks that we did previous. Okay. So far, they seem to be pretty well informed and. They gave us a good price, so we're saving a little bit of money on it.
Who's this?
Powder River, out of Gillette, Wyoming. And they've done, so they have experience in the airport business. As a matter of fact, they're doing Yosemite. Not Yosemite, what am I saying?
Jackson?
Yeah, what's the, Yellowstone Regional.
Okay.
Is another project they have this summer. They're essentially doing the same thing. We are expanding their commercial apron.
Do they have a 10,000-foot runway?
No. No, but they're busy. They actually have quite a few employments. So, the total originally was going to be about $5.4 million, and these guys came in significantly lower than the engineer's estimate. And at 4.4 million, which is good for us. So it saves the FAA some money and it saves us some money on a project that we're still constrained by CDOT's only doing a $150,000 match. So that's why our portion is still significantly higher than that, $342,000.
So why is CDOT so low?
They're in the last year of their financial cutbacks based on fuel and their tax revenue that came off their fuel sales. So they'll go back to $250,000 in 2019.
So, Mr. Chair, I move that we approve your signature, pre-approve your signature to sign any contract documents to initiate construction as soon as possible.
Second. So, and then that includes the amendment to JVation?
Yeah. Which is you have a copy of
that I signed.
Yours maybe. Okay.
And then also the notice to proceed or the contract agreement with them or what else?
Yeah, I'll come to you. So the next step would be I'll provide this to the FAA that says we've got an engineer and the FAA is finishing their review of the whole project right now. It's a program, but they haven't released funds. So I would say with any luck, I'll be coming to you shortly with a notice to proceed, notice of award. So we get the notice of award and then we'll give notice to proceed to Powder River.
So again, I guess for note, for the record, then the motion covers any and all contracts in relationship to AIP 44. Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Very good.
Okay.
Saw that Boeing received initial approval from the FAA.
What do we got?
I think we have a proclamation identifying May as Foster Care, Foster Parent Appreciation Month. I know it's near the end of the month, and I apologize for this being as late as it is. But we appreciate you considering the proclamation. I think when we were here, that being Kelly and I last time, I indicated that there were a number of things going on in the community. And Camel is the caseworker that I mentioned to you that has the connection with the person who works at the radio stations. And maybe you could just tell what you were able to accomplish, you and your brother.
Sure. Yeah. My brother works for Steamboat Radio Group. So I just asked if they would be willing to donate some radio time, and they did. They've been doing two times per day on four different channels that they have, and him and I recorded a PSA to thank our foster parents in the community for the wonderful work that they do. And so that'll keep going until the 31st, which is the last day.
Yeah, nice little offering by the radio station. So I think it was would have been, cost us somewhere around $3,200, $3,300. So it was pretty cool.
So who's your brother?
Vlad and Chase.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
I know Vlad really well.
Oh, all right.
Come out and help us brand every once in a while.
Oh, really?
So he's doing the new swap shop now.
Does he do swap shop?
Yep. So KREI.
That's the best program in the whole world.
Got bought by the Steamboat Radio Group.
Okay.
So Laden's doing the.
He does swap shop.
Swap shop.
Everyone listens.
He struggled, but he first got started. But he's really doing good now. Mm-hmm. I called him the other day. I said, "Good job, buddy. You're doing really good."
Good. When I was a little kid, I was about five. My mom had me call Swap Shop and wish my grandmother a happy 29th birthday. Everybody thought that was really funny.
We also, a week ago yesterday, I think I mentioned this as well, we had the Foster Parent Appreciation Dinner and gathering out at the Mesa Schoolhouse. That worked out very well. I think we had about 24, 25 people there, something on that line. Judge O'Hara also came and just thanked the foster parents for, you know, being foster parents.
Do we have plenty of foster parents in Earl County?
And again, I think we've got Lauren, who is our foster parent coordinator, isn't here today, but I think we have four families that are certified, two in the process, and some more have been reaching out, calling the department, wanting to. Right now, it's the time of getting them certified. That's in short supply. So we've got a couple of families that are in the wings that would like to get a home study started. So
do we do that internally, or
do that internally? Okay. Correct. Yeah. There's three of us that are called Safe Studies that are safe, safe certified. I'm sorry.
It's four.
Oh, you're. Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. There's four of us. Yeah. Kelly is also safe certified. So, so it will come. There was an article in the paper actually last week. Then also, I don't remember whether it was Tuesday or Wednesday. And Lisa, I can't remember her last name, called and spoke to myself and Grace.
Right. The editor.
I called and talked to myself and Grace, or asked for a call back. So we talked to her briefly. She didn't ask us about the phone number. She put in our old number, but that still comes through to the office, the 1540. But she asked some other questions, which the answers were incorporated into her article, which was good. So I think we've got some good feedback. And that, when you ask about do we have enough, it was in her article, I believe, where we had talked about trying to have foster parents in all the population centers in the county, and she included that in the article she wrote, which I thought was a good deal too. So
I think she actually wrote an ad. They wrote an editorial on it as
right,
well.
Right. That's they did. Yeah, that's what I meant. I guess that article was an editorial. Yeah.
And an article about the retirement of the hoses, right?
Yeah. That was that. That was right around the time, or right before the foster parent dinner. So I thought that worked out pretty well too. I don't know if you guys have any other feedback or anything you want to add.
I feel like the community actually come together and they donated different kind of stuff, like a lot of stuff we got from the community and businesses, local businesses, from the foster parents. Which was great.
Well, I move that we approve Resolution 2018-024, resolution proclaiming May 2018 as Foster Parent Appreciation Month in Rock County, Colorado, and the Rock County Board of Commissioners does hereby proclaim May 2018 as Foster Parent Appreciation Month in Rock County, and we extend our gratitude to all of the Rock County foster parents, past and present, for their service on behalf of our children in need.
Second.
Any other discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Thanks for coming up and joining us.
Thank you.
Waiver request for a rezone. Mr. Sears here owns a 48-acre parcel on County Road 43A that's zoned Mountain Residential Estate. It's probably a holdover from when the county enacted zoning in the early 70s. And so because of the MRE zoning, the minimum lot size in the MRE is five acres, and so he does have the ability to request a subdivision on his property, but he doesn't want to. He has submitted an application to rezone the property from MRE to AF. And so back in 2009, there were a couple of subdivision applications for properties in that area that were zoned MRE, and both of those were denied. But at the first subdivision application, Commissioner Stachowiak offered that if a joint application was submitted to rezone some of those properties from MRE to AF, the county might be willing to waive the application fee. And so in the beginning of 2010, an application was submitted to rezone 8 properties from MRE to AF, and the county did, the commissioners did waive the fee for that application. And there was a request of the commissioners at that time to extend that fee waiver to any of the properties that were not part of that joint application. And Commissioner Stovall said she supported the waiver, but didn't want to bind any future commissioners to that decision. And so we're here to, or Mr. Sears is here to request that you waive the fee for his zone change application.
So there's 13 parcels left, and Mr. Sears is one of the 13?
Correct.
And 8 of them got changed back in the day, so there used to be 21 of them?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So do we actually have an application for a change of zone?
We do. And a check for $1,000. So we have a complete application, and staff suggested to Mr. Sears that we go and ask you to, if you would approve the fee waiver before we actually start working on the project and accruing fees.
That sounds good. I'm always in favor of downzoning some of these things that maybe shouldn't have been there in the first place. So I would definitely support the
okay.
Mr.
And,
Chair,
and again, I appreciate. I was
request for a fee waiver.
That's
easy. Was that a motion?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yes. Sorry.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Any other discussion? All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Did you want to say anything, or?
Seems like it's covered. Don't sell past yes, right?
That's right.
I'll see you guys in a month for the actual zoning.
That sounds good. Change. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Thanks for joining us.
Very good. Yeah. Thank you.